Okay, time to continue. Next speaker is here is Jens Malte-Gottfried, coming from Heidelberg, and he's presenting another graphical framework for image processing, Garon. Thank you very much.
Welcome everybody to our introduction to the Garon Suite software framework. It's now the third library of visual programming you see today, so the ideas are very similar to the two projects you have just seen. So let's start with our base library, which organizes the interaction of algorithm parts. Then we introduce the helper tools we also bundle with this software suite, which include graphical configuration and easy setup of module templates. And finally, I will present the applications of our software, which is different from the libraries you just saw. And we use it, for example, for optical flow estimation. So the software itself is an open source framework for visual computer prototyping. And itself, it's not an image process library, but you can use every library you want there. And the plugin architecture is realized by implementing algorithm parts into modules, which are represented by shared object files or DLLs. And within these modules, you may use what programming language you want. For example, we have also wrapper modules to execute Python code or MATLAB scripts. And you may use these wrapper modules to integrate algorithms you have, for example, into this modular structure. The graphical helper tools simplify setting up of these algorithms and serve also for visualization you will see later. So it's a cross-platform way, which is easy to use, and for example may simplify learning to use to set up algorithms using external libraries. Okay, the framework itself is written in C++ and uses well-known tools, for example to build the whole project in a platform-neutral way, and uses, for example, Doxygen to generate the documentation. And for the graphical user interface, we use the Qt libraries. And as you see too, you can use, for example, Vika or the CIMG image processing libraries here, OpenCV or many more as you like. And the modules itself, the modules we provide there, are mostly written using the LGPL license. But this license also enables you to use any license you want and, for example, also provide commercial modules if you like, because this LGPL license allows you to use any other license in derived work. Okay, here you see some simple example module, which is itself represented by defining data input and output, and the data manipulation is done inside the module, and you can also define parameters which tune your algorithms, and they are set in the so-called object inspector, which you see here at the lower part. For example, in this simple file, you see a file reader module, and a parameter there would be the file name you can then specify here. The algorithm itself is stored in text files, similar to the XML files you saw in the first project. We don't use XML dialect, but it's also a human-readable plain text format. You could also manipulate using simple text editors, but using these graphical tools, it's much more simple and intuitive to use. Why using this visual programming? It's important that you can use this approach, for example, to do white box testing. You can set up whole algorithms using different modules and can, for example, replace just a small part of this algorithm and see the influence. For example, you could switch an interpolation scheme, for example, using a cubic interpolator instead of a linear one, and can see how the algorithm itself reacts. And it also simplifies reusing of code parts, because if you want to implement a new algorithm with same functionality, you can simply use the modules you have. Don't need to debug it, because you know already it's working, and can focus on assembling whole algorithms out of these parts you have. So here you see interaction of multiple modules here. we visualize this using such a flowchart representation. And this algorithm here is a very simple one. It's a visualization algorithm, which reads, for example, the output of an optical flow estimator, which is a flow field. And here it draws a color-coded representation of this flow, draws arrows above it, and then displays it using a QT module, which then shows the result. So you see here how this slot mechanism works. You can just connect the data output of one module with the input of the next one. And the full algorithm is then described by this iteration scheme. And this flow description here is also saved in the same text file where you also store the parameters. And this way you can also store this whole algorithm representation and use it, for example, as a log where you have also the whole parameter set together with the data, for example, for archiving it and reproduce the same results later. Okay, so an execution in the end is then a traversing of this graph structure here. Okay, so the helper tools which we bundle with our software is at first Tokulka. This is the graphical tool for configuration of the whole stuff and for setting up the algorithms. The template generator is a tool which simplifies generation of new modules. If you want to implement an algorithm and you don't have everything you need, you can also add new modules, and this template generator helps to set up code templates to do that. So in the end, generating a new module reduces to a 5-minute task using this helper software. The workflow executor then is a command line tool which may be used to execute the whole workflow and which is called in the background by Tokulka if you choose to execute the whole flow. So Tokulka itself is only an advanced text editor, let's say, and the workflow executor is then the tool which assembles the whole stuff and finally executes the workflow you have just set up. So the graphical configuration tool here is very similar, for example, to the one of the first talk. You have also at the left side a collection of all modules which are available. You can just add them by drag and drop, for example. In the middle, you see the object inspector where you can, for example, adjust the file name to read or some other parameters. And in the lower part, you can always see the documentation of each module, which is also included and helps, for example, to see which parameter changes exactly what in the algorithm step and helps, for example, new users which want to set up new algorithms. Okay, the next part is this template generator. Here is a very easy way to set up new modules, for example, by defining input-output slots and the parameters. And the output of this generator are C++ files together with a project file using CMake. So in the end, you just add the input-output slots, data types, and documentation, and receive the corresponding code files. Then you have just to add the code which the module actually should do to the execute method, and then after compiling you have a new module which you can use out of the box, for example with this graphical configuration tool Tokulka. Okay, if you want to use the software, the main information site is the project page. There are links, for example, to the documentation and example workflows which you can use out of the box. There are also pre-compiled binaries for Windows and Linux machines. So if you want to use this software, you can just download a zip archive, unpackage, and open example workflows. So for example, using an optical flow algorithm becomes a very easy task then. Okay, we also use a test suite based on C-Dash dashboards for continuous testing, which tests as well the core library as well as the algorithms we provide. And the results are also visible on the project page. as mentioned, there are precompiled binaries, which simplifies, for example, just trying out the library. And this also is intended for users which only have to implement few new modules. They also can use these precompiled binaries and only add the modules they want to. Okay, the third part of this presentation are the module collections we also provide, which is divided here into four meta projects. The first one, Caronutils, is a collection of very basic image manipulation modules, for example, data input and output, or channel converting, or converting between, for example, CMG and Vikra modules. And Caronflow is the collection for optical flow estimation. Hecate is used for 3D reconstruction, and there's also a very new part which uses MPI to parallel execute code in this library. So in this optical flow module collections, here is a whole list of algorithms we just have implemented and which are available out of the box here. It includes very old algorithms like Horn and Schunk or Lucas and Canada, which are global or local optical flow methods. And using this modular approach, it's easy to combine them, which results in a more recent algorithm, which is called a combined local-global method. And current state-of-the-art methods, which are also included, are the learning flow and the classic plus non-local approach using by Dickinson. And for example, to solve the partial differential equations which result in these algorithms, we use PETSI to solve them, or we have also implementations using congruent gradients or successing over-relaxation. And there's also a second-order Newton solver, which is also included. Okay, for questions about this 3D reconstruction stuff, I would like you to ask Moritz if you have questions, because he is the main developer of this algorithm part. And the latest part, which uses MPI for parallelization, is done by Gerald and is a little bit work in progress, I think, but will be available soon. So in the end, I have to thank Daniel and the other contributors to this software, and will show you now a short live demonstration, which has been recorded before this talk. It's visible? Okay. So here you see at the left side an whole optical flow estimation algorithm, which is run in an iterated way. So here you see at the left side the algorithm, and at the right side a visualization step which shows the input sequence and the current flow results in the intermediate steps, and the error in the lower left part. And here it's run in a single step mode in the first few iterations, so that you can see how the result changes on the right side. And now it's run in a continuous way, so you can see how this iteration works. And after each iteration, the result is updated at the right side here. And I don't know if it's really visible, but in the top left widget here, you see the arrows representing the flow drawn over the flow sequence. Okay, but I have to admit that it's really small and I think not really visible. But the interesting part is, for example, here the lower left part, which shows a color-coded representation of the optical flow here. And the algorithm here, which is shown, is the classic plus non-local approach by Dickinson, which is recently a state-of-the-art method and is now visible here in work. Okay, then I think it's time for your questions, and I thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Thank you for this nice presentation and demonstration. So we have time now for more questions. Anyone?
Mm-hmm. You said that you can make actually any library available in your framework. What do you have actually to do to make a new library visible in your framework?
I mean,
it's not automatical, you know? It's not automatic. I mean, you have to do something.
The only thing you have to do is to link your new module against this library. It's completely flexible which data type you use. The only thing you should have to add if you want to connect the data type, for example, with existing modules, is to have a converter which converts, for example, a CIMG image into an image using some other library. But the data types you use for data input and output is completely unspecified. You can use whatever you want there.
Yeah, but you have to specify it somewhere, these data types or not.
I mean, you have...
So there is something more you have to do, not just link with the library.
Yeah, but it's a string representation which is connected with each slot. So each slot has a specific data type. And which data type you want to use is completely flexible. So you can add link against this library and provide the input and output using this library. For example, in our approaches, we use as well CIMG. So there are some modules which expect a CIMG image as input. Other modules expect, for example, a VCAR image as input. And so if you want to connect these, you have a converter which converts a CIMG image on input to a VCAR image on output. And if you have...
Mm-hmm. I just ask you what you have to do, but okay, maybe later.
Okay, so anything you have to do is add such a converter, and then you can use it out of the box.
Find it automatically which kind of the data module is pinned, and you connect it in other pin. It finds it automatically. You should say, or you should know what is here in this output pin, and you need a converter or not, right?
You need a converter. There is no automatic conversion.
It's not
automatically, so you have to add a module which converts your data. But it's a very simple module and an easy step to add.
Yeah.
Is there another question before the coffee? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that I have a program, my program, which is doing many things, and at some point I want to compute an optical flow which is implemented in Caron. May I copy the code from Caron to my program easily, or do I have to copy also all the framework?
No, it's also an easy task. It's possible to run this from this graphical configuration tool, but it's also an option to use it like an external library. So you add, for example, such a plugin manager, can load a whole workflow, and can, if you have loaded this workflow, access directly the modules which are then generated. So you can also use it as external library, for example, input your data, then execute this workflow and read back the results. And then it's also possible to do this without all this graphical stuff. So you can use this graphical configuration tool to set up the workflow and use it then as external black box, let's say, and add it to your own implementation. So you don't have to copy anything, you just link against, and it's all.